Cost of Thanksgiving dinner has taken a surprising turn, and for 31 years, the American Farm Bureau Federation has been tracking the cost for a gathering of 10. This year, the cost is estimated at $49.87, down from $50, a dime and a penny in 2015. Now, if you adjust for inflation, the price is lower this year than when it was first charted 31 Thanksgiving days ago. The turkey, 16 pounds, $22.74, 30 cents lower than last year. In South Dakota, Dakota Provisions, established in 2004 with a group of 44 turkey growers in both North and South Dakota and Minnesota, has grown to some interesting numbers. Consider this. The plant is located in Huron and employs about 925 people while processing about 90 to 100,000 turkeys each week, both ready-to-eat deli meats and raw turkey products. Roughly 1 million pounds of turkey each week sold to restaurants, food service organizations, and retail stores. Joining us is Jordan Woodbury, Director of Sales and Marketing for Dakota Provisions. So how do you like the forecast on the price of turkey this year for families?
Well, I think it's good for the families, Bill. And first off, thanks for having me on today. It's positive for the families that want to feed their families turkey, you know, which we, you know, wholeheartedly support for Thanksgiving, you know, make it more affordable for them. And to go out from to decrease from previous years, just make it more affordable holiday meal for them.
Jordan, let me ask you, they're using a 16-pound turkey. Is that about average for what you see with all the birds that go through your facilities?
Actually, that's pretty low, Bill. We don't produce any whole birds of that size. You know, you'll see 14 to 16 pounders, you know, 11 pounders to 13 pounds in terms of the turkeys that families bring home and put in their ovens. We actually produce at our facility larger male turkeys, which probably dress out at around 35 to 38 pounds. So, you know, we make ours for parts, you know, for further processing. They can take the parts and make turkey roast, turkey breast products, and things like that. But as far as like a whole bird that you'll traditionally see around Thanksgiving, we don't produce those in our plant. We trend towards the heavier birds.
Now, 2015 was a far different year. How have you recovered?
Well, it was a challenge. You know, we were affected by the avian influenza that hit the Midwest here. And we lost about 12% of our production. So it was a challenging year in 2015 for us. You know, we still persevered, you know, and made out okay towards the end of the year. You know, it was building the flock numbers back up, which we've been doing through 2016. And we're pretty much close to back to where we would like to be in terms of numbers that we harvest, which, you know, is pretty much norm for the industry. You know, the numbers are back up. You know, throughout the industry, which, you know, is probably why you're seeing a, you know, a decline in prices this year.
You know, as much as you guys do for food safety, anybody could have been hit by that flu last year. But for those out there listening and are thinking about, gee, I wonder how safe it is this year, can you kind of share some of the things that you have made sure that are safe?
Well, you know, with avian influenza, I mean, we you know, took extra steps in terms of precautionary things, so you know, the turkeys could not you know, become affected. Of course, you know, how we think it's introduced is through migratory waterfowl, and there's things that the guys, the growers, have done on the farms to help themselves out to prevent the introduction. You know, the thing that with avian influenza, you know, none of those turkeys that you know, had that or contracted it last year, get to the plant to be processed into a food product. They're all just taken care of and handled out on the farm. So, you know, we do a lot of different things in terms of on the farm to prevent the you know, contracting it again that we didn't do before. So, you know, hopefully we have taken the steps to prevent it, and moving forward we shouldn't see it again.
One of the things that I note in the story that Ag United put out on you is how hard you work with Hutterite Colonies, who own the plant, to make sure the birds are healthy and raised humanely.
Correct.
So how do you do that? What would be different with what you do to make sure that you are following the guidelines so that the birds are healthy, they taste better if they're healthy, and being raised humanely also helps?
Yeah, you know, we have programs in place that is related to our ownership group who also raise all of our turkeys, and they follow those programs in terms of good animal husbandry on the farm, making sure the turkeys are, you know, raised with enough space, given, you know, adequate ventilation, you know, have a clean environment in their barns and so forth. And then, you know, when they transport them to the plant for processing, you know, we make sure that there's minimal handling in terms of, you know, human contact. Everything is done with as little stress as possible, and then delivered to the plant in a humane fashion and handled there in a very humane fashion. You know, very important that, you know, all steps are followed. And, you know, the processes that we have in place to ensure that, you know, the turkeys raised and delivered to the plant are done in the most humane manner possible.
Let's talk a little bit about the fact that you have added, you handle not only sales but the marketing for Dakota Provisions, that you've added a couple of facilities this year to help sell the turkey.
Yeah, you know, we're definitely in the growth phase. I mean, we have... You know, throughout the last 11 years with the company, I mean, each year has, you know, provided some challenges, but, you know, we have, you know, taken the direction that we're going to grow in terms of our business, you know, raise more further processed products, which we have done, and, you know, try to grow and expand our business and, you know, provide a safe and wholesome food product to, as, you know, as many people as we can.
Now, we think of turkey at Thanksgiving, but, you know, turkey can be something that's 365 or this year 366 days a year.
Absolutely. You know, we would like to push more consumption of turkey products. The deli is definitely a good source to get, you know, multiple flavors of delicious turkey products. And also, you know, ground turkey has you know, been prevalent as well in the retail and the restaurant areas. So definitely a push to continue to grow consumption. So it's something that we want to see and something that we're involved in terms of our company.
Jordan, I'm going to pry into your Thanksgiving day. How big a turkey, how many people will be around the table that you'll be at?
Well, it'll just be pretty a small group. My wife and her family will get together. It'll probably be about six of us. Probably get a nice 13-pound turkey with, you know, all the fixings, and just enjoy the day on Thursday, and just enjoy the meal. It's you know, you talk to a lot of different people, and Thanksgiving Day meal with turkey and then potatoes and all the fixings and so forth is one of the highlights of their year, you know, in terms of the meals that they prepare and enjoy with friends and family.
Growing up, I remember going to my grandma's house and going to the oven and seeing that turkey in there, and it was reassuring that everything was going to be all right for the holiday season. I guess that hasn't changed.
No, not at all. So, you know, we encourage everybody to enjoy turkey and do it on as many other days as you possibly can besides Thanksgiving as well.
Now, your facility has rebounded from quite the experience a year ago. How big can the turkey product be in South Dakota, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and all those states that you serve?
You know, South Dakota produces probably around 5 million head per year. You know, Minnesota is the largest turkey-producing state in the U.S. They produce, you know, much more than South Dakota does. Our further processed product that we make, you know, into deli products, you know, deli lobes, diced products, and so forth. We'll probably do this year about 52 million pounds finished product. So it's, and this will probably be our all-time high in terms of those numbers this year.
Well, that's good for South Dakota. It's good for what you do with Dakota Provisions. And we do appreciate you, Jordan, taking time away. Most of the turkeys are ready to the marketplace, or are they still going through your facilities today?
They'll pretty much be in the marketplace, either fresh or frozen whole birds that people can pick up. Most people, I think, probably have theirs purchased already. But, I mean, there's probably some people who wait till the last minute as well.
Jordan Woodbury, Dakota Provisions. One thing that we're always thankful for, a good bird at Thanksgiving time. We appreciate you taking time and enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner with the six around your table.
You bet, Bill. And I just want to mention, too, we have company stores in Brookings and in Huron that you can purchase turkey products as well as other products as well. So make sure you check out Wishbone Market in Huron and Brookings, South Dakota.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Bill.